Chapter 5. The Implementation of Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation in Indonesia. 5.1. The Implementation of Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation in Healthcare Facilities. One of the healthcare institutions potentially implementing pharmacoeconomic evaluation results is the hospitals. Because hospitals must assure the availability of safe, quality, and efficacious medicines as mandated by legislation. This role is carried out through the formulary, which supports quality and cost control. So the hospital formulary ideally contains medicines with the best benefit, efficacy and effectiveness, safety, and cost effectiveness. The compilation and evaluation of the formulary are carried out by the Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee, PTC/KFT, which is tasked with selecting and evaluating drugs and providing recommendations to the director regarding medicine use policies. Addition or reduction of medicines must consider indications, use, effectiveness, risks, and costs based on evidence-based medicine, EBM. Drug proposals are submitted by the functional medical staff, SMF, based on clinical practice guidelines, PPK, and clinical pathways, and pharmacoeconomic study topics can be determined based on these proposals. Pharmacists are members of the Pharmacy and Therapeutics Committee/team in hospitals who play a role in A. Analysis and dissemination of scientific, clinical, and pharmacoeconomic information related to the drug or therapeutic class being reviewed. B. Evaluation of medicine use and data analysis. Criteria for selecting medicines in the hospital formulary. A. Possess a marketing authorization number, NIE. B. Prioritize the use of generic medicines. C. Have the most favorable benefit-risk ratio, benefit-risk. D. Advantageous in terms of patient compliance and acceptance. E. Have the highest benefit-cost ratio, benefit-cost ratio. F. Other drugs proven most effective and safe scientifically, evidence-based medicine, needed for services at affordable prices. Thus, pharmacoeconomic evaluation needs to be carried out in the preparation of the hospital formulary, both for adding and reducing drugs by considering indications, effectiveness, risks, and costs. 5.1.1. Stakeholders in data collection and results process. All individuals, organizations, or communities that have an interest and/or are affected by the results of health technology assessment, HTA, are referred to as HTA stakeholders in Indonesia. These parties may include, but are not limited to, A. Government institutions or public legal entities, such as the Ministry of Health, Health Offices, and BPJS Kesehatan. B. Manufacturers and commercial industries, including the pharmaceutical industry and medical device manufacturers. C. Health service provider organizations, both public and private, for-profit and not-for-profit, including clinic associations and hospital associations. D. Organizations representing practitioners, including organizations representing health practitioners or professionals whose practice is influenced by HTA processes and results, or professional organizations that can influence policy recommendation implementation, for example, medical professional associations. E. Organizations or institutions funding and/or conducting research, such as donors, universities, or research institutions. F. Health service or technology user organizations, or the general public, such as patient organizations or health nonprofit institutions. G. International bodies operating in Indonesia and/or whose policies are influential in Indonesia, such as the World Health Organization, World Bank, or other development partners. 5.1.2 Interpretation of Pharmacoeconomic Study Results. The type of economic evaluation can be chosen based on the existence of differences in clinical effectiveness and health outcome measurement units. CUA is the reference criterion for HTA assessment in Indonesia for the time being. Determining whether a health technology is cost-effective or not is done by comparing ICER with the CET value applicable in Indonesia, namely by considering the GDP per capita value and the financial capability of the institution or state. Health technologies with an ICER less than the CET value are considered cost-effective. Decision-making can be done using threshold values calculated specifically for the Indonesian context if such values are available. 5.2 Flow of Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation. The following is the flow in applying pharmacoeconomic evaluation using an example of a cost-effectiveness analysis CEA study.
5.2.1 Determining the topic and objective of pharmacoeconomic evaluation. A. Problem identification. The global prevalence of heart failure, HF, is 1.3%. The annual treatment cost per HF patient in 2014 was around $4,550.45. Hospitalization costs account for about 66% of the total HF treatment costs. SGLT2 inhibitors are used for the treatment of diabetes mellitus. Recent guidelines and consensus regarding HF in several countries recommend the use of SGLT2 inhibitors for HF-REF treatment. Canagliflozin, dapagliflozin, and empagliflozin are several examples of SGLT2 inhibitor class medicines. Research related to the effect of empagliflozin on HFREF patients shows that adding empagliflozin to the standard treatment regimen can improve outcomes and significantly reduce the risk of hospitalization, with or without diabetes. If the hospitalization rate due to HF is reduced, then global treatment costs and disease burden will decrease. B. Title of the Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation Cost Effectiveness. Empagliflozin in heart failure patients with reduced ejection fraction in China. Sang H, Wan Y, Ma Z, Zhang S, and Zhao Q, 2022. Cost effectiveness of empagliflozin for the treatment of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in China. Front, Cardiovascular Med, 9:1-022-020 DOI:10.3389/FCVM.2022.10220220 C. Objective: to establish the pharmacoeconomic evaluation of empagliflozin in the treatment of heart failure (HF) with reduced ejection fraction in China, and provide evidence-based references for drug selection and medical decision-making. 5.2.2 Determining Pharmacoeconomic Evaluation Method. A. Interventions compared. Intervention 1, empagliflozin. Intervention 2, standard treatment, diuretics, angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibitors / angiotensin 2 receptor blockers, beta blockers, angiotensin receptor enkephalin inhibitors, and salt corticosteroid receptor antagonists. B. Pharmacoeconomic method. Cost effectiveness analysis with modeling. Markov model. The Markov model can be performed in pharmacoeconomic evaluation for diseases that have continuous risk over time. Health status is represented as Markov states, while health changes are transition probabilities between states. Determination of the model for a disease condition must involve clinicians to be relevant and for results to be implemented for that disease. Figure 6. Construction of the Markov model. As an example, in Figure 6, heart failure, HF, disease undergoes several health status changes, namely stable HF to stable HF, stable HF to death, death, stable HF to hospitalization, hospitalization to stable HF, and hospitalization to death, death. C. Research perspective. The research perspective will influence the cost components that must be available for the subsequent analysis process. In pharmacoeconomic evaluation from the provider or hospital perspective, the type of cost needed is direct medical costs. D. Cost measurement, input cost parameter. 1. Direct medical costs consists of monthly empagliflozin costs, monthly standard treatment costs, and hospitalization costs, including side effect management services. These cost components can be adjusted to data availability in health service facilities. 2. Source data, literature and website, www.yauzh.com. In Indonesia, direct medical cost data sources can be obtained from patient billing from the Hospital Finance Department, JKN Health Service Tariff Standards, INACBGS, and claim data from health insurance providers. Direct non-medical cost data sources can be obtained from patients using questionnaires. Indirect cost data sources can be obtained from patients and regional minimum wage (UMR) values. 3. Exchange rate, 6.373 U per USD, based on current conditions. E. Utility measurement, input utility parameter, literature. Utility can be measured directly using questionnaires or based on literature data from previous research with the same disease conditions. Patient condition becomes one of the considerations in direct utility measurement, so it needs approval from the patient or patient's family. If the patient is unable to fill out the questionnaire, then the caregiver can be the subject in utility measurement. F. Setting discount rate, 5%. The discount rate is set if the analysis is carried out using a time horizon of more than 1 year, as in the Markov model. In Indonesia, the discount rate is set at 3%, Kemenkes 2017. G. Data analysis. 1. Cost effectiveness analysis. 2. Sensitivity analysis. 3. One-way sensitivity analysis. 4. Scenario analysis. 5. Probability sensitivity analysis.
5.2.3. Decision making based on pharmacoeconomic evaluation results. Decision making based on pharmacoeconomic study results can use the following journal example: Sang H, Wan Y, Ma Z, Jiang S, and Zhao Q, 2022. Cost effectiveness of empagliflozin for the treatment of heart failure with reduced ejection fraction in China. From Cardiovascular Med 9:10-220-20. DOI:10.3389/FCVM.20:22.10-220-20. DICER/QALY value of 3,842 USD is calculated based on the Markov model used. To determine its economic benefit, this result is compared with the WTP value. Currently, the WTP value is set at 1-3 times GDP per capita, 11,981 to 35,943 US dollars. Based on these provisions, the addition of empagliflozin to standard HFrEF treatment is more cost-effective compared to standard treatment alone.
The prevalence rate of heart failure in Indonesia is reported greater than 5%, while other Asian countries are similar to Europe, ranging from 1 to 3%. Constructing a tornado diagram. The results of this study cannot be directly adapted in Indonesia because the cost data used must be adjusted to local data. This study strengthens the evidence for the use of empagliflozin in HF management in Indonesia. Distribution of ICER values compared with WTP. Constructing the cost-effectiveness acceptability curve. 5.3. Application of pharmacoeconomic evaluation in national formulary ME selection. Drug selection is not only based on clinical aspects, but must also consider pharmacoeconomic aspects due to limited health resources. In the process of compiling the national formulary, criteria are needed to determine medicines that need to be assessed from the pharmacoeconomic side, especially for proposed new drugs that are still under patent and have not been listed in FORNAS. These criteria include medicines that are high cost, high volume, as well as a combination of both. The pharmacoeconomic assessment process in FORNAS medicine selection is carried out transparently, objectively, accountably, and based on scientific evidence. Pharmacoeconomic journals attached must be pharmacoeconomic studies with QALY or ICER outcomes, prioritizing study results using the Indonesian setting and relevant to the indications and comparator medicines that have been already included in FORNAS. The assessment mechanism covers checking aspects of article component completeness using modified CHEERS criteria, method validity assessment aspects to ensure result reliability, and study outcome evaluation aspects with minimum ICER parameters and sensitivity analysis.